In Genesis 27, verse 27 to 29, we read about Esau's blessing that Jacob took. And you can read further and read about the whole circumstances of how it all happened, how Jacob actually pretended to be Esau. And Isaac had become blind, and as such he could not tell the difference between his two sons. And this was the blessing that Jacob took. Surely the smell of my son is like the smell of a field, which the Lord has blessed. Therefore, may God give you of the dew of heaven, of the fatness of the earth, and plenty of grain and wine. Let people serve you, and nations bow down to you. Be master over your brethren, and let your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who curses you, and blessed be those who bless you. And this was the blessing reserved for Jacob. We read it in Genesis 28, verse 3. May God Almighty bless you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you. Doesn't that sound like God's blessing to Adam and Eve and then to Noah? That you may be an assembly of peoples, and give you the blessing of Abraham. There's the covenant. To you and your descendants with you, that you may inherit the land in which you are a stranger, which God gave to Abraham. And so Jacob received both of those blessings. Malachi 1 verse 3 says, Jacob I loved, Esau I hated. This is a scripture that has caused a lot of discussion and debate. But in order to understand this verse, one must understand the cultural Hebrew meaning of the word hate. If I say, for example, that I hate dogs, it means that I intensely dislike dogs with a repulsion. But the word hate in Hebrew can simply mean love less, or do not prefer, or reject. Because Esau despised and sold his birthright, he no longer had a place in the family. He was no longer considered a son of Isaac, and thus he was no longer an heir of the covenant that God had made with Abraham. God doesn't hate anybody. God doesn't hate Esau. This verse is speaking about the fact that God rejected Esau because Esau had rejected him and his covenant first. Therefore, this verse could easily be translated, Jacob I accepted and Esau I rejected. And we've seen this pattern over and over again. Cain and Abel, Ishmael and Isaac, Esau and Jacob. What were they rejected from? They weren't rejected as individuals. They were rejected from being the bloodline that the Messiah would come through. Period. That's what it's about. Not about their value as a human being. This is not about God's love for them being any less. Because God loves all. He is not a respecter of people. He doesn't prefer one over another. This is all about the bloodline of the Messiah. Jacob was very different to Esau. His attitude about the blessing and the birthright was the complete opposite of Esau. What Esau threw away, Jacob desired with a passion that could never be quenched or diluted. Jacob was born last, grasping onto his brother's heel, but Jacob was destined to end first. He bought his brother's birthright, and he lied to get his blessing. He ended up in exile from his whole family because he feared that his own brother would kill him. He married two sisters. Actually, he was tricked into marrying one of those sisters by his uncle. They are Rachel and Leah. He had 12 sons and one daughter. Years later, he returned to his homeland with his household. On the way to be reconciled with his brother, he had a dramatic encounter with God, and his name ended up being changed from Jacob to Israel. Genesis 32, verse 24 to 30 says, "Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. Now, when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, 'Let me go, for the day breaks.' But he said, 'I will not let you go unless you bless me.' So he said to him, 'What is your name?' He said, 'Jacob.' And he said, 'Your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have struggled with God and with men, and you have prevailed.' Then Jacob asked, saying, 'Tell me your name, I pray.' And he said, 'Why is it that you ask about my name?' And he blessed him there. So Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, 'For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved.'" We see here that Jacob's name was changed from Jacob, which means hand on the heel, to Israel, which means he will rule as God. Now, I used to teach this as meaning that God changed Jacob from a supplanter or a cheater to a prince or ruler of God. I based that on Genesis 27 verse 36, which we read earlier, where Esau says, "Is he not rightly named Jacob? For he has supplanted me these two times." But Jacob does not mean supplanter, and the only person who ever used it in that context was godless Esau. Jacob means hand on the heel, because when the twins were born, Esau came out first, and Jacob's hand was on the heel of Esau's foot. To interpret this as an act of supplanting, one must interpret Jacob's actions as him trying to pull his brother back into the womb so that he could be born first. Bill Cloud, in his book called Enmity Between the Seeds, suggests that it is, however, more plausible that Jacob's hand was on Esau's heel as a defensive act to stop Esau's foot from crushing Jacob's heel. And I actually agree with his argument. Consider the fact that God's word is full of patterns. Nowhere in the Bible is there a pattern of God's people cheating their way into their destiny. It may have happened at times, but it was not a pattern. On the other hand, there is a pattern found in Genesis that certainly could fit Esau and Jacob's births. Have a look at it in Genesis 3. Verse 15, God said to the serpent, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. We know that this is the first messianic prophecy. We also know that Jesus fulfilled it because Satan bruised his heel by killing him, and Jesus bruised Satan's head. A bruised heel will make you limp. Until it's healed, it's not fatal, and so Jesus rose again from the dead. But a bruised head is something that can kill you. Doubtless, Satan aimed for Jesus' head, but because he had no legs, even his best efforts could reach no higher than Jesus' heel. Esau's foot, trying to crush Jacob's head, would most certainly fit this biblical pattern. If so, Jacob's hand was on Esau's heel to protect himself rather than to supplant his brother. We will have a great time in eternity finding the answers to the questions we ask. Because Jacob refused to let go of God, he became Israel after God blessed him and changed his name to "He will rule as God." He will rule as God. And that, after all, is God's purpose for all of mankind. That is God's blessing. He takes you back to, just as he said about Adam and Eve, "Let us make man in our own image. Let them, male and female, have dominion over all this earth, over every creature, every bird, every animal. We are to rule this earth as God, walking in the authority of the name that God has given us." And so that is it for today. Thank you so much for joining me. Until next time, God bless you, and bye for now.